United States with the full participation and support of the Obama administration and its allies. Wow. That's a scary thing, friends, and it's something you ought to consider in the future. And the future is now. Thanks for joining us. Our special guest, Eric Stackelbeck, with his book, The Brotherhood, America's Next Great Enemy. It's the Brotherhood of Deceit. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Get a copy of this wonderful book. It's a $28 book, hardbound. Your gift of $20 to Save America Ministries, we'll put it in your hands. Just call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Again, don't delay. Don't delay, friends. Become a partner. We've got to get these messages out before it's too late. Thanks for joining us.
Bad it is, because I guarantee you, DOD and the other service agencies are just going to stand up there and say, oh, no, oh, these guys are exaggerating. No, that doesn't happen. We need to have thorough, comprehensive hearings into this, and that's the job of Congress.
All right, John Wells, former Navy commander, currently lawyer, who's representing people who are facing discipline within the military for the subject we've been conversing. Any websites that are important that people should know, and a closing thought from you?
If they know anybody in the military that's having a problem with religious freedom, my website is www.johnwells.com.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we'll just look forward to your calls. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and it's Open Lines, and we'd like to know what you think about various things. And there are lots of things that we could talk about. Certainly one of them, of course, is what about Edward Snowden? Now, basically, the government says he's a traitor, and certainly they're very benevolently not going to give him the death sentence, but they want to bring him back to America to be tried for certainly having released information and helping the enemy. Well, do you think he has helped the enemy, and who is the enemy, and what has he done other than tell the American people that the government has violated our laws, the Constitution, and basically they're listening to all of our telephone calls. They're recording all of our telephone calls. They're recording all of our faxes, all of our emails, and they're keeping those on electronic gadgets so where they can keep them and go back to them at any time. And they're doing it for everybody in America, indeed, almost all of the world. We're spying on everybody with a massive worldwide program. And this is me, but of course, on the other hand, the defense of that is, look, this is how we're fighting terrorism, and this is now that the terrorists know what's going on, why we won't be able to pick them up, we won't be able to arrest them, we will not be able to defend America. And basically, Mr. Snowden is a traitor to America. First of all, he had promised that he would never release any information that he got. He violated the confidentiality agreement that he signed. And by so doing, he endangered every American. And certainly he's helped the terrorists throughout America. He's helped the terrorists throughout the world. And he should be held responsible for what he's done. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'd like to know what you think. Do you think that Mr. Snowden should be, of course, brought back to America and put on trial for his crime, for having signed a secrecy agreement having signed that secrecy agreement, he has broken that secrecy agreement. And basically, of course, he has, by doing that, he is now a criminal. And if you sign an agreement that you will not tell anybody the truth, what you found out, or not, you will not tell people what you found out working for government, but then why does government have to be so secret? I mean, basically, are there people in government who know what really happened to the Twin Towers and why suddenly a Building 7 came down? Because that was a controlled demolition. And yet if anybody were to come forward and tell the American people the truth, they would be subjecting themselves to possibly even charges of being put on trial for death penalty because they revealed information and helped the enemy. And by telling the American people the truth, why, because is that really a terrible crime? We want to know what you think about it. Should Mr. Snowden be tried for treason? Should he be? Certainly they're doing everything they can to make every country in the world agree not to give him asylum. Well, I would like to know what you think. And right now, let's go to Jim, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Jim. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm back, Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What do you think about Mr. Snowden? Do you think he should
go ahead.
No. Do you think he should be brought home and tried for treason? Or do you think he should face life imprisonment, as Mr. Manning is, for having simply released government information?
You know what, Dr. Stan? I dialed your number before you got into the Snowden.
Okay, fine. Well, then we'll let you talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. You hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gold and silver are tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow is too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-24-LIBERTY. We have Jim calling us from Michigan. And he thinks that the current political system is really wrong. We have certainly a corrupt Republican Party, a corrupt Democrat Party. What he would like to do would be to have a new Republican Party and a new Democrat Party, get rid of all the crooks that we have already in office. And if people had an opportunity to vote for this new party, he thinks a lot of people would be very disillusioned, would be certainly willing to vote for this new party. But it sounds to me like instead of having two parties as we do now, we're going to have four parties because, of course, what are we going to do with the old Republican Party and the old Democrat Party, both of which are corrupted, both of which are controlled by exactly the same people? Because basically, if you look and see who actually puts the money up, you'll find that the people of great wealth actually finance both political parties today to maintain this facade that we have a two-party system. But these multi-billionaires finance the Democrats, they finance the Republicans, they always have. This is how the system works. So what are you going to do with the old, what are you going to do with the old political parties, and how are you going to get people to join the new political parties, and where are we going to find people who are willing to get, go forward, try to run for office, because they're not going to get any funding for the people of great wealth. And without that funding, it's pretty hard to let any people even know that you're running or what you stand for.
Well, and you bring up a very, very good point. Money does rule, and isn't that the problem? So a little bit of a catch-22. The question is, how do you crack the nut? What is the nut? Well, all the nuts in Congress. All the nuts that we do have, all the nuts that we complain about and do nothing about. I can't answer all of your questions as to how. I'm just saying, I think, and as far as the four, I believe that if it was done in an effective way, in a creative way, in a different way, that is presented in such a way where, okay, in essence, it might take 2 years, 4 years, 8 years, whatever. In essence, over time, let's say within a decade or whatever, that old Republican Party and Democrat Party is replaced by new, fresh people. Let's just say hypothetically leave the platform alone, although they would have to have technically their new platform. I don't know the laws on that. But all the hows and whys and, well, all the hows, we know the whys. All the hows, I cannot give answers to that right now.
Okay, Jim, well, I'm going to ask you to go think a little bit more about it, think about how you'd like to think it could be done, and then give us a call back here in a few weeks.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious as to what your other listeners might think of the idea.
All right, and, fine. This is Jim Bernstein. He wants to have two more political parties, a new Republican Party, a new Democrat Party.
Replacement
have you
party.
Any thoughts, give us a call. Okay, thanks very much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you'd like to talk about the corruption, the two-party system, which is really one political party because they're all controlled by the same people. They're all financed by the same people. I mean, who is the largest financial contributor to the political process today? Why is Goldman Sachs and their employees? Just imagine that. And then, of course, who are the other major employees? Well, the other major banks, and they're the ones, of course, who control both political parties. And so they make mockery out of our political system as far as the vote process is concerned. There were certainly thousands of voting irregularities last November, never mentioned by the media because the media is controlled by six major corporations. And, of course, they would never want the American people to understand that the so-called electoral process is largely fraudulent. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. I started the program by asking what you thought about Edward Snowden. Is he a traitor? Should he be forcibly brought back to America to stand trial for telling the American people the truth? And that is, of course, that all of our telephone calls are being listened to, all of our faxes and emails are being recorded permanently. But then, of course, the justification is, well, we have to fight terrorism, and certainly why Edward Snowden has helped the enemy. And because he's helped the enemy, because he's violated the promise that he made, why, of course, he should be held responsible. Well, right now we have Jay calling from SoCal. Hi, Jay. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I was just going to talk about Zimbabwe for a minute. They're having, like, elections there. I know, like BBC like a couple days ago, that they have 98% unemployment. Can you imagine? 2% of the population is working. So I'd like you to make a comment on that and like if you know what's going to happen in that place, if things could happen. And like a little bit of history, how it was like a thriving country before, and then 1980 when the guy took over, it just, you know, went downhill. Now there's like an experiment to see what happened to the, you know, to take a very nice society and destroy it.
I think you're absolutely right, Jay. Let me go into a little of the background, because I know a little bit about Rhodesia. I lived in South Africa, and basically I lived there from 74 to 77. And Rhodesia was a very, very prosperous country. There was no racial discrimination there. Blacks had the same rights as whites did. Certainly you had to have a certain amount of education before you could vote, but any black man could vote. And the inequality in the society was certainly dissolving. Yes, certainly many of the blacks there worked on the farms. They could work, they could not work. They certainly had the right to come and go as they wanted to. And certainly the level of rights and prosperity for the blacks was probably higher in Rhodesia than any other nation in the world. Well, then, of course, Henry Kissinger came down, and he said, look, we want equality here. We're going to demand you have an election. So they had a democratic election, and they democratically elected a moderate. His name was Bishop Mezireo. And Bishop Mezireo was democratically elected, but we didn't want a democratic election in Rhodesia any more than we wanted a democratic election in Egypt. You remember recently why, of course, they elected a gentleman there named Morsi. And basically, after he was elected, then we backed the military coup that overthrew the democratically elected government in Egypt. Oh, well, they were Muslim Brotherhood, but they were democratically elected. That didn't matter. We overthrew them, and now we're giving billions and billions of dollars to the military that overthrew a democratically elected government. Well, that's what we did in Rhodesia. It was about 1980. They democratically elected a gentleman, and his name was Mezireo, Bishop Mezireo, and then we installed the current dictator there, who is a dedicated Marxist, and we've kept him in power ever since then, and he's destroyed the value of the currency, and I don't know, there's a 99% unemployment, but it's pretty high. Probably very, very few people outside of those who work for the government are still there. There are a few mines that are still operating. Half the population has fled the country. It's totally chaos. They've killed tens of thousands of people. And, of course, this is the government that we installed and we're keeping in power. They're going to have another election there. Basically, they had a democratic election a couple of years ago. The moderate actually won, but we didn't back him. And so we insisted he have some sort of a coalition government with a ruthless Marxist dictator that we had installed. And suddenly there has never been any freedom. They're going to have another election. It's going to be as phony as the last one. The people there have no hope. And, of course, this is all part of an experiment carried out by the American State Department. And we've killed tens of thousands of people there, as we've killed hundreds of thousands or 100,000 people in Syria. In Syria, we're backing the terrorists there. We're backing the al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria. They recently killed 50 of the Syrian soldiers. 50 Syrian soldiers surrendered. Then they lined them up against a wall. Article just this evening in the New York Times pointing out they shot them. These are the people that we are backing, shot, defenseless people who surrendered in Syria. Ladies and gentlemen, American tax dollars at work. So I hope that answers Jay's question. We have chaos in Rhodesia, or we call it Zimbabwe today. But, you know, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And I really believe because the American people have refused to take a stand against the corruption of our government, our State Department, and our foreign policies, and the fact that we control Germany today. We have 45,000 troops permanently stationed there. We control Japan. We have 35,000 troops permanently stationed there. We control South Korea. We have 25,000 troops stationed there, and nobody ever asked, why do we have our troops permanently stationed in Germany and Japan and in South Korea and in England and in Italy and all throughout the world? Why do we have 1,000 foreign military bases? Nobody ever wants to ask that question. Well, right now, let's go to Bruce calling us. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing? Again, it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Hi. Okay. I had a question about Egypt, but I know you were asking about Edward Snowden, our opinion. I don't know if he's a hero or a villain. Hard to tell anymore. And a hero to who and a villain to who? I think our country's so divided, it's hard to tell. I've even heard Mr. Grigg on Friday night has said that there are some aspects of the country that he hates, you know, and I agree with him, you know, but you don't want to say you hate your country anymore. So I can't say, I would say this, I love America the Beautiful, and I despise America the Babylon. The more it becomes like Babylon, the uglier it is. Is he a hero? He did a valuable service, that's for sure.
Well, do you think that he should have? Did he have a right to certainly violate the promise that he'd signed? He signed a statement saying he would never reveal what he learned and that he found what he felt was wrong. Does he have a right to make that decision that it's wrong? Does the government really need to listen to our telephone calls of everybody in the country to protect us from terrorism? Does he have the right to make that decision?
If an angel was in charge of the government, well, I'd trust them too. But there's no angels in charge of any government.
Okay, you're absolutely right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We've got Dwayne on the line from Spokane. We'll be back in a moment, but right now give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. We have Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Bruce was simply talking about this term democracy. Well, basically, people have to understand America is not a democracy, and anybody who tells you that we are a democracy, you want to call them on it. You want to point out that there's no mention of the word democracy in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or in the Declaration of Independence or in the Federalist Papers or in the 70 constitutions of any of our 50 states. Every one of them states that they are a republic. And certainly the only mention of democracy is to point out how terrible it is. In fact, if you read the 10th of the Federalist Papers, written by James Madison, he says this: democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their death. And it's just what's happening in America today. Our founding fathers created a republic, and the whole idea of the republic is simply the politicians could not do whatever they wanted to. They were limited by the concepts laid out in the Constitution, and the Constitution gives the elected officials only 18 things they could do, and 95% of what's done in Washington, D.C. today is subversive and illegal, and nobody ever calls them on it. Go right ahead, Bruce.
I was just reading David Barton. He was the Coral Ridge Ministries, not a legal consultant, but like a political consultant for Dr. James, I can't remember the guy, he died.
Was that James Kennedy?
Kennedy, yeah.
Right, James Kennedy.
And David Barton wrote a book called Original Intent. It was all covered with dust, and I got it back out and was reading what Madison and others said about democracy and the danger of them. And they had a chapter in there on the extension of the 14th Amendment, how they twisted it, kind of merged it with the First Amendment, merged it with the Sixth Amendment about religious tests for office. And it was never meant to do that. It's almost like the 14th has trumped the other amendments. And what it has done is federalized what wasn't supposed to be federalized before. A lot of these issues were supposed to be left to the state. And now the 14th Amendment is pushing its nose into all the state's business. And
but you see, basically the people behind everything, Bruce, know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
They want this whole thing to collapse, and then they can establish a dictatorship. They know that the people will vote for the people who promised to give them the most. After all, if somebody would say, look, vote for me, and I'll make sure you have $100,000, wouldn't you vote for them? Of course you would. And basically, because you wouldn't worry what that might do to the country, you want to get your hands on that $100,000. Think of all the things you can do with it.
Of the fall of the Roman Empire.
Right.
People were that way. They were grabbing every little bit as the Titanic was going down. You know? What could they buy?
But you see, they know what they're doing. And the American people, if they understood, we are not a democracy. And anybody who tells you a democracy is either a hypocrite, a liar, or a fool. We are a republic, and there's all the difference in the world between a democracy and a republic.
I a republic, but I got my doubts. I have one further question, because it not only applies to Egypt, but everywhere else where there are, well, like, say, in Syria, there's at least, like, I read at least 35% of the people over there support Assad. What happens when you have these recalcitrant, unbudgeable opponents who dominate, like, 30 to 50% on different sides, like in Egypt? You got a whole bunch of Muslim Brotherhood, and then a whole bunch of people who don't want to be Muslim Brotherhood, and it's like there's no middle ground. What do you do? Let them go to civil war?
I will tell you what they should do. For instance, if you look at Iraq, Iraq is made up of Sunnis, Shia, and Kurds.
Yeah.
Yep. And basically, the reason that Iraq is made up of that is because basically following World War One, the English and the French laid out and created all these new countries there. And they put the warring and differing racial groups together, religious groups together, so they could play one against the other. What we ought to do is take Iraq and divide it into three sections, one for the Shia Muslims, one for the Sunni Muslims, and one for the Kurds, and you wouldn't have all the bickering back and forth. And that's what they ought to do with Syria. But you see,
it looks like it's happening whether anybody wants it to or not.
I will tell you what, the slaughter, 700 people have died in Iraq this month so far. I mean, this is the month of July. 700 people have been slaughtered. Why don't we do what's logical and divide this up into three separate places? Because we want the conflict. And when you understand that, it doesn't make sense.
It looks to me like dictatorship is the wave of the future.
But that, of course, is what we really want. Yep. And basically, the only way that you can get these three dissident groups to live together is under a dictator. And that's what we are imposing all throughout the world. But dictators who go along with the one world government. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, give us a call. Right here at Radio Liberty, if you have a question or comment, we're going to get to Duane in just a moment. But give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is George Miley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. And we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And We have Dwayne calling. He was simply commenting on the fact that certainly the government, the Office of Homeland Security, had bought up this tremendous amount of ammunition. It was about 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. And now it's very, very difficult to get ammunition. It's hard to get ammunition. And even though the government isn't buying up, it's getting increasingly hard to buy. And of course, I was simply pointing out that they do not want the American people to buy ammunition. They don't want people to be able to defend themselves. But it is my view that the reason that the Office of Homeland Security purchased that large amount of ammunition, 1.6 billion rounds, is to defend the elite. And what most people don't understand is that the elite know that a major cataclysmic event is about to occur, and they're making all the preparations for it. And hang on there, Dwayne, and I'll get into that in just a moment. But let me once again point out our telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. So if it's open lines, give us a call. But basically, Dwayne, why the elite really are certainly, they have all their underground facilities. Most people don't even like to talk about this. I just came back from Denver. Actually, we went to Denver to go to Colorado Springs for a three-day meeting. We were gone 4 days. We have to go through the Denver airport. And everybody knows that the Denver airport, under that airport, are multiple layers, certainly of compartments where they can probably hold tens of thousands or more people. And basically, of course, this is felt to be a center where they're going to allow the elite to go when the whole thing collapses. There's one up in Northern California around Santa Rosa. There are about 100 of these centers throughout the country, according to our good friend Bob Fletcher. Most people certainly scoff at the idea, but I really don't. Certainly, Jesse Ventura investigated this, and he actually got into one of these. He put it in one of his films. Alex Jones has investigated this. Certainly, Joel Skousen has investigated these centers. They may all differ on the number that there are, but they're these massive centers where they want to be able to, for the elite to go. Most of them are underground centers where they'll be able to protect themselves and their families. But they are not making any preparations to protect the American people. Now, over in Russia, they are. Certainly in Russia, anyway, the Yamantau Mountain, Y-A-M-A-N-T-A-U Mountain, they have this whole massive mountain. It said something like 400 square miles of compartments where they hope that they can house somewhere between 60,000 and 300,000 people in Russia. And they have certainly facilities all over Moscow for the general public, but they're not making any preparations here in America for the American people. Now, I don't know what this cataclysmic event is going to be. Is it going to be a nuclear war? Is it going to be an EMP attack? Is it going to be a financial collapse with chaos developing because, of course, the whole structure of society will break down? I'm not sure what it's going to be, but I do believe that there has to be a major cataclysmic event because there's no way out of the financial situation that the Federal Reserve has created. Today, they're pumping $85 billion a month into the economy to keep it going. If they continue doing that, it'll lead to certainly hyperinflation and destroy the value of our currency in society. If they stop pumping the money in, why, the whole economy will collapse. And so basically, I mean, why are they doing what they're doing? I believe they have a timetable. They know when this cataclysmic event is going to take place. They just don't want the American people to know. Most people even begin making preparations. But our plea to people is begin making your preparations. Very difficult times lie ahead. Go right ahead. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go ahead, Dwayne.
That's the one thing too that I wanted to quickly say was just that here in Spokane and also in Washington, you know, we kind of have a divided state, but I think a lot of Americans would be surprised how many people supported Ron Paul and how much just Americans in general. You know, there's that old saying, you know, the writing's not in the papers, but it's on the wall. You kind of get that vibe, and I think people are really starting to take notice on what's going on, and I just hope that, like I told a friend of mine, you know, I says, you know, he was
he was trying to look into getting extra ammo and extra, you know, rifles and different things like that. And I told him, I said, that's fine and well, that's your right, and I support that. I said, but the first thing you need to make a priority is who's your Lord and Creator, and get that squared away first. And then, so, but anyway, I just appreciate your program, Dr. Stan. God bless you, and thank you for doing what you do, because we need you, and you're like that light in the darkness to kind of lead everybody to the correct place. So I appreciate it.
God bless, and thanks very much. Well, that was Duane calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And so what Duane said to his friend was right. I mean, the friend's talking about getting rifles and ammunition and getting supplies in, and I think these things are fine. But, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that's going to sustain any of us through the crisis that's coming is our personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And basically, I believe God does work in the affairs of men. And I believe, of course, that there's going to be an awful lot of people who are going to lose most of what they have in the coming financial collapse, because there's no way, certainly, that this financial house of cards that we have could be put together. Basically, of course, once we went off the gold standard, it wasn't a matter of if, but when the whole system collapses. It has happened time and time before. It happened in ancient Greece. It happened in ancient Rome. It happened many times during the Dark Ages. It happened certainly in France in the early 1700s under John Law. It happened in the United States after certainly we established our country and we had to create an artificial monetary system, and it simply collapsed. And happened in 1789 following the French Revolution, and time again, why we've seen what happens when you go off a gold standard and when you allow the bankers to create all the money they want to, and of course they get to amass tremendous wealth, and it ends up with the value of the currency being destroyed and the impoverishment of the people. So basically, the crisis is coming. I don't know how soon, but I have a feeling, having watched this for a long period of time, that the other side is making preparations, and they're making them fairly rapidly. And basically, I am intrigued with the idea that what we're going to see is going to be an EMP attack. Remember, one nuclear weapon exploded over Omaha, Nebraska, would simply turn off the electricity all across America, and we would be plunged into darkness at nighttime. And during the daytime, why? Because you wouldn't be able to get running water unless, of course, you had your own pump and you were able to add electricity and to pump water into some sort of a tank. But otherwise, of course, in the large cities, there would be no running water, there'd be no sewage, there'd be no food delivery. Certainly, the police structure would begin to break down. Your cars wouldn't run because, of course, the EMP attack would destroy the computers in your cars, destroy your computers in your home. Your cell phone wouldn't work. Certainly, the hospital system would break down very, very quickly, and you'd see total chaos. And this, of course, if you haven't, I've seen our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. If you haven't actually seen the DVD, the talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper, or read the book we carry entitled A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof, who was actually 30 years with the Defense Department, all of this information is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand that the threat is real. And one reason I really think it's real is because there's a very, very strange situation, a coincidence. Well, it's too much to be a coincidence. The man who certainly led the congressional investigation of the threat of an EMP attack for 8 years was Lieutenant, pardon me, was a General Graham. And General Graham, after the completion of the investigation, congressional investigation, I think it went from 2002 to 2008, he came up and made a public statement that within 6 months to 12 months after an EMP attack, as many as 90% of the American people could be dead. Now, basically, that's a rather shocking figure. And I don't think it's an accurate figure. I don't think that many people would be dead in 6 to 12 months. I think there'd be confusion. We might lose a third of our population, half of it, but 90%. Why would he make that statement? And then, of course, then there was the article that appeared in the New York Times. It was written by James Woolsey. and Cindy James Woolsey, former director of the CIA. And he writes about the threat of an EMP attack and how it could simply wipe out the infrastructure of high society. And basically, then he goes on, the solution is a military attack on North Korea, because North Korea might launch an EMP attack on America. They have the missiles to do it. They have the nuclear weapons to do it. So what we should do is simply attack North Korea. Well, now, of course, what he says about the danger of an EMP attack is correct. But how many people in the audience would like to have America attack North Korea? And then, of course, in the article in the New York Times, and we have to ask, why the New York Times, which is part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, why they would even publish this article suggesting, and this was in May, I think it was May 20th of this year, why they would attack, publish this article that said that we ought to attack North Korea. But in this article, James Woolsey quotes another gentleman who'd worked for the Department of Defense, Sydney, in 1946, I think it was, pardon me, no, it was the year 2006, that he had also, this other gentleman, had actually come up with a plan to solve the EMP problem by attacking North Korea. So here's two people, very smart people, making a totally ridiculous statement. Why would they make a statement like that? And why would General Graham happen to say that within six to 12 months, as many as 90% of the American people would be dead? And I think most people, when they hear these things, completely turn them off and tend to discredit everything else that's been said. Because they say, look, that is so ridiculous. This is what goes on in the back of their minds. That's so ridiculous, it just couldn't be true. So I'm going to discount this whole thing. This is all a made-up threat. Now, the reason that I think that the threat is really very real, because the chances that one of those people might be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations is, there's only about 4,000 members and out of 300 million. The chances that two of those people could come from the same secret society that runs our country is even less. And the fact that all three of the gentlemen, James Woolsey, General Graham, and this other fellow who worked for the Defense Department, could have came from the same little cabal, is infinitesimal. Unless, of course, they're trying to play down the threat of an EMP attack and get us to the point where most Americans are not going to be concerned. And all three of those gentlemen come from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations. Is that just a coincidence? No, ladies and gentlemen. These people who control this, the Council on Foreign Relations, could solve the problem very, very quickly. All you need to do is invest a couple of $100 million, put breakers in the lines, and simply so that if there were an EMP attack, that the impulse would not go over the power lines all across America and wipe out our transformers and leave us in the dark. And the question is, why has there been an organized effort not to try to stop the threat of an EMP attack? Why hasn't there been an organized effort to put breakers in those lines to protect our our transformers? Why are we getting extra transformers to have on hand if this had happened? We're talking about a few $100 million. We give away $40 billion in foreign aid to countries like Pakistan. We're giving a couple of $1 billion to Egypt. Why don't we use that to protect America? And perhaps is the plan to have a cataclysmic event here. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. What do you think? Am we way out in the left field? I'd like to know what you think. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But what would happen to America if the light simply went out tonight, tomorrow night? What happens if there's no electricity? And no electricity, why, business stops. Certainly, farmers are not going to be able to get diesel for their tractors, and basically people are going to have to be out in the fields, certainly, working as they did 100 years ago as far as managing the crops are concerned. It would be a total disruption of the world that we live in. And basically, of course, what part would God play if this were to come about? Would God bring his judgment on America? Because the average American really isn't concerned that they're basically over there in Syria, the people that we are financing have killed almost 100,000 innocent civilians. I mean, you read the stories about what's going on over there, and they just took this one city. No one alive in the city, other than, of course, the military forces. Is anybody concerned that we're funding the terrorists? And you can read this article I just read in the New York Times this evening. And basically, these terrorists that we are funding, we're providing the weapons for them, we're providing the food for them, we're providing the training for them. And basically, there were 50 Syrian soldiers who surrendered. And what happened to them? Why, they were lined up and shot. They were murdered. They were murdered in cold blood by the people that we're financing. But does anybody in America care? Is anybody in Washington, D.C. talking about these things? Yes, certainly. The city, Rand Paul and a few others are trying to point out what's going on and saying this is wrong. Rand Paul got up and said, basically, why are we giving almost $2 billion to Egypt? Why don't we use the money here at home? We have lots of things we could do. And, of course, he was put down by one of the other senators who basically said, look, by basically, if we don't give that money to Egypt, why, the Muslim Brotherhood will take over again. And we don't want that. There'd be chaos there in Egypt. So basically, of course, what we're doing is we're financing the military that overthrew the democratically elected government. Where is the outcry? Morsi, whether you like him or not, whether you like the Muslim Brotherhood or not, he was democratically elected by the majority of the people. What right do we have to fund the military that overthrew the democratically elected government of Egypt? Why doesn't anybody ever talk about these things? Why, they don't talk about it because they don't want you to think about it. They want you to think about all sorts of unimportant things. But, ladies and gentlemen, we were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. And at the current time, the major policy, foreign policy of America, is to destroy Christianity throughout the world. And basically, this is what we've done in both Afghanistan and Iraq, as we've installed constitutions there under Sharia law that's driven out the Christians. And where's the outcry from the Christian leaders here in America? Why, it's deafening and it's silent. And of course, we overthrew then the government of Mubarak in Egypt. And he had suddenly a secular government. The Christians could live there, the Coptic Christians. They've all been driven out. Most of them are seeking a place to go, but nobody wants them. Why are we actually funding an anti-Christian movement throughout the world, bringing terrible persecution on Christians? And what is God going to do to America because of the apathy and indifference of the American Christians and the Christian church here? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out there across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And certainly, if you're not in a position to help us, we ask that you pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. But basically, of course, if you'd like to get more knowledge about the background, certainly of the Muslim Brotherhood, you need to get this book. It's called The Devil's Game. We carry it. We think it's an important book. Now, of course, the author, I don't think, understands that certainly that what was going on is intentional. He thinks that certainly the CIA took over the control and financing of the Muslim Brotherhood after the end of the Second World War, but they pretty didn't understand the implications. And it was all a mistake. I don't think it was a mistake at all. I believe, of course, we always finance our enemies. We have to finance the enemies. After all, if we weren't financing the world terrorist movement, there wouldn't be any world terrorist movement. And then how would we be able to justify a listening into the telephone calls and certainly reading the emails and the faxes of the American people and people all throughout the world? And so basically we create these enemies time and time again. We create simply the communists. And you go back and read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, about the origins of communism and the close relationship between Vladimir Lenin and American capitalists. And you begin to understand that communism, from its very inception, has been funded by wealthy people in the United States. And if you doubt that, there's a wonderful book. Of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But we carry another book. It's called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It goes into the background of the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford. The book was written in 1958 by Rennie Wormser, who is the counsel for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. And what did they find? Why, of course, Congressman Reese, who headed the commission, said that the purpose of this investigation was to determine what part the major foundations played in certainly financing and helping the Marxist movement and trying to destroy the love which every American should have for our way of life. What part did the great tax-exempt foundations play in trying to certainly undermine the fabric of our society and of the love which Americans should have for our way of life? Basically, talked about the Marxist movement, them funding the Marxist movement. You need to get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. We actually kept that book in print for about 20 years. We thought it was such an important book. Somebody else has it in print now, but we want you to be able to get these books. And you need to find out what's really going on. You read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Gary Allen, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and, of course, the book we mentioned earlier, The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, because this really is the devil's game. There are powerful and sinister spiritual forces out there working behind the scenes. There really are secret societies. They're working at the highest levels of our society. What do you think that emblem is doing on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid cap on the all-seeing eye? And why is there certainly an eagle on the back of the dollar bill? Only it wasn't originally an eagle. That figure was on the back of the seal of the United States, put there in the 1790s. But it wasn't an eagle. It was a phoenix bird. And then gradually through the years, they gradually changed it because they didn't want to do it too dramatically so anybody would really understand. Well, what does this have to do with the phoenix bird? Well, remember, the phoenix bird died and then came back to life. And basically, that's the story of the phoenix. And that is, of course, what America was to be. The secret societies that worked for the formation of this country. At the same time, Christians were working to bring about a Christian nation. The sinister satanic secret societies were here. And the whole idea was that they were going to rekindle the society and reform the society, which had been destroyed with Nimrod. Nimrod wanted to unite the world, and God intervened. And, of course, the Nimrod's effort failed. Well, of course, America then was to be the rejuvenated bird. And that's what it's all about. Our number is 1-800-544-8927.
A land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Keith Howe. Hi, Keith. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Doc.
Why don't you just go ahead and pick up the story and tell our listeners the things that you're so concerned about.
Okay. I'll be talking about the West Nile virus fraud as an excuse to spray us with experimental pesticides and possibly nanoparticle vaccines. The West Nile virus, I've been studying it for several years now because they've been using these fogging methods here in the Bay Area where I'm at in California. And they're not warranted. The scientific facts reveal that the West Nile virus is absolutely not a significant threat to human beings. And compared to the risk of pesticides, it in no way warrants the aerial dispersion or fogging of toxic pesticides on the public.
All right, I think for our listeners, basically, West Nile virus is a viral disease. It's been around going back, probably about 20 years, 30 years or so. We don't know how it came to America. It's never been a major problem. But they keep talking about it. It's spread, I believe, by mosquitoes. And the whole idea is, of course, what we have to do then is spray the whole of the San Francisco Bay area to protect us from the danger of West Nile virus, which is really pretty much a non-issue. But of course, people never understand how dangerous some of these insecticides and pesticides can be, and they can see that they have a deadly effect on human beings. I mean, why would we want to spray everybody? Because we're worried about suddenly the possibility of one or two people dying. How much damage will they get from the insecticide they're going to spray? Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, out of 38 million people in the state of California this year, there's been four alleged cases of human infection with West Nile virus with zero death. And this is from the state of California official website on the West Nile virus. the fact about West Nile virus is it's so benign that approximately 80% of the people who get it don't even know that they have it. They have no symptoms.
Well, basically, now, what are they talking about spraying us with to protect us from this terrible disease?
Well, what they used most recently, they sprayed an area here, which, interestingly, they seem to be spraying the minority neighborhood. They sprayed them with a combination of pyrethrins and Zenovex and one other pesticide. And they use these in combinations because they're synergistically, you know, they work better together and are more powerful than separately.
And is this supposedly then to kill the mosquito that carries the West Nile virus? That's not a problem. Is that right?
Yes, the West Nile virus is not a problem. The pesticides are. They use in pheromones, too. And the pheromones, these chemicals, most of these pesticides not only are carcinogens, but they also are hormone disruptors and endocrine disruptors.
And by that, of course, then they'll prevent pregnancies. That's right.
That's
because
exactly
that's one
right.
of the major thrusts is they want to cut down reproduction by the blacks and Hispanics. And basically, this is one reason why they put the fluoride into the drinking water. They know exactly what they're doing because it has much more of an effect on the blacks and Hispanics, especially when they use hydrofluorosilicic acid. So they're poisoning the water and they're poisoning the air, but they've targeted the minority communities, and nobody's talking about this. Have you heard much about it out across America? But ladies and gentlemen, they tried to target these areas all across the country, and they have to have a threat. Oh, the terrible West Nile virus. And certainly nobody's died in California, but we're going to spray everybody anyway. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Keith Howe at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. You know, today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Keith is simply talking about the what happens with these pesticides and certainly how they can disrupt your sexual function, your sexual hormones. They can produce genetic defects, can produce brain injury and Parkinson's disease. It can disrupt, it can actually create cancer. They know all of these are potential complications of the use of these insecticides, but because there have been four cases, at least four suspected cases in California, they want to start to spraying our large portions of the communities in the San Jose area with these insecticides, and they keep doing everything they can to frighten people into going along with it. And I've seen them use these same techniques over and over again. When they want to simply justify more control, they'll talk about all the dangers, the frightening things. They'll use all sorts of frightening statistics that are basically totally invalid. But go right ahead, Keith.
Okay, let's get to the EPA here. This is by David Gutierrez. The American Chemical Council has become the number one research partner of the Environmental Protection Agency, according to documents obtained by Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, which is a group called PEER, P-E-E-R. PEER warns that an increasing focus on partnership with industry is leading the EPA to neglect public health and safety in favor of carrying out research and development for corporations. A 2005 report by the EPA's own Science Advisory Board concluded that the agency no longer allocates funding to any credible public health research. PEER states that long-term health monitoring studies and other public health or environmental concerns have taken a backseat to the research of the regulatory concerns of industry. And in 2007, after extensive lobbying by the chemical industry, the EPA began its first human test of pesticide tolerance, a practice that has come under intense fire from the environmental and public health advocates for ethical reasons. So this is what's going on in our with the agencies that are supposed to protect us. The toxic sprays are now a political issue. This is by E.G. Valianatos. He's a former EPA analyst. He says, after a 1998 to 2003 moratorium on testing pesticides on humans, the U.S. EPA agency is about to legalize this abhorrent practice, and they're going to test farm sprays on humans. The Nuremberg Code warns against falling back into the inhumane practice of making humans experimental animals. Governors have been requesting the EPA's permission for using untested or not completely approved pesticides. Sometimes the spraying of these materials under fake emergency provisions covers huge acreage in more than one state for a year or more. It's about time that Americans become outraged while the EPA's unethical proclivities downgrading our sense of justice while threatening our health and the environment. So the EPA is not doing us any good now. As a matter of fact, they just approved a 3,000% increase. Now, it's not just...
Wait a minute, they approved a 3,000% increase of what?
Of pesticides allowed in our food, pesticide residues. So before July 24th, there was only allowed to be 200 parts per million. And now there can be 6,000 parts per million, and it's okay.
So, all right, basically now, are they doing spraying like this at other places in the country? Or when do they plan to start spraying there in the San Jose area?
Well, they've been spraying off and on for a long time. We got an injunction to stop them from spraying, and they sprayed again. And when we asked them if they had the environmental impact study, which was necessary for them before they could spray again, they said, no, we don't. It's in process. And we told them, then you're in contempt of court if you spray, and they sprayed anyway, so we're going to have to take them back to Superior Court.
Well, what you really need to do, of course, is get a lawyer and bring lawsuits against the individual people there and sue them individually so the government can't defend them. And you can actually sue them for millions of dollars for potential damage to public health.
Well, I hopefully we'll do that. We're trying to get some attorneys involved. We have some environmental attorneys we've talked to that to get them to do it pro bono, but it's kind of hard to get people to do that.
Well, basically what you want to do is tell them they can keep the money if they bring personal lawsuits against the individuals who've gone ahead and violated the court order. And basically they can sue them and let the attorneys keep the money.
Well, that's a good idea. That'd be fine with me. I just want them to stop. And I'd like to see some of these people punished for what they're doing, because we've educated them. We've given them the science. We've gone to meetings with them, and they ignore it. Just same with the fluoride industry. They don't care that it's toxic. They don't care that it doesn't protect teeth. These people are being paid by the pesticide and the fluoride industries to put this stuff in our environment, okay? They're getting kickbacks. They're getting donations to their organizations, and there's a big money here, big, big bucks. So, you know, we have to uncover that and dig that up, and I'd like to see, you know, the money part of it discovered too, so that we can get them for corruption and also public fraud and selling us out for a few dollars, you know. They're supposed to be protecting us.
Well, basically, of course, when you get around to the issue of the fluoridation over there, give me a call off the air and I'll give you the background information that you can utilize that shows how actually it increases criminal activity. If they fluoridate the water with hydrofluor silicic acid, in those areas where they do that, the level of criminal activity among the Black and Hispanic skyrockets. In the areas where they do not fluoridate with hydrofluor silicic acid, where the levels of crime among Black and Hispanics is the same as everyone else, and because it's because they're getting a lead encephalopathy because there's lead in the hydrofluor silicic acid, and nobody ever tells the Black or the Hispanic leaders, or if they do, they don't care.
Well, these pesticides are being sprayed on our food too, so we're not just getting it when they're driving down our blocks in the middle of the night, fogging our houses and our homes, and if your windows are open, it drifts right in. But we're getting it blowover from the use on the pesticides in the fields as well. But now they're bringing it right to our neighborhoods, and let's talk about human experimentation. This is a bill that was passed in 1998 by the 105th Congress. It's called H.R. 119. National Defense Authorization Act, Section 1078, restricts the use of human subjects for testing of chemical or biological agents. Prohibited activities. The Secretary of Defense may not conduct directly or by contract any test or experiment involving the use of a chemical or biological agent on the civilian population, or any other testing of a chemical agent or biological agent on human subjects, exception. Okay, this is the part that gets you. This part makes almost anything approvable. Any peaceful purpose that is related to a medical, therapeutical, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or research activity. Biological agent defined in this section, the term biological agent means any microorganism, including bacteria, virus, fungi, rickettsiae or protozoa, pathogens or infectious substance, and any naturally occurring bioengineered or synthesized component of any such microorganism, pathogen, or infectious substance, whatever its origin or method of production, that is capable of causing, one, death, disease, or other biological malfunction in a human, an animal, a plant, or another living organism, or two, deterioration of food, water, equipment, supplies, or materials of any kind, or three, deleterious alteration of the environment. So this lets them pretty much spray us for any reason they want, because they've exempted almost virtually everything, and then they can play with the definition of the words in this, like the definition of the word is with Bill Clinton, get away with literally murder. So these federal programs are spraying populations with these deadly nerve agents, called pesticides and pheromones, which can affect our reproductive hormones, and that's forced sterilization, like you said. So we're being sprayed against our will, without our consent, without our knowledge, in violation of state, federal, and international laws, including the Nuremberg Code.
Well, now, basically, do the people over there understand what's happening? What about the professional organizations? What about the medical organization? Are they concerned? What about the nursing organizations? Are they concerned? What about certainly the farmers? I would think that they would be concerned, because this might very well reflect back on them or any of these other groups working with you to try to block them from spraying again? And will you know it beforehand when they're going to do it? Is there any way you can get an injunction? And basically said, until you can prove this is absolutely safe, and make the people who are advocating this, basically on our website, we have something called basically the agreement for vaccination. And basically it just says that I certainly have advocated this vaccination, and I would be willing to accept full responsibility for any damage that happens to this vaccination that I've recommended, either at the present or at any future time. And I sign this, and they sign this, and have it dictated and notarized. And, of course, nobody is going to actually sign that and say that they will accept full responsibility for the vaccination. Can you get the public health officials who are advocating this to say they will accept full responsibility for any damage to the health that happens to these people who are sprayed or to their offspring? Why don't you try to get them to sign something like that and see how quickly they're willing to do it? Go to a public meeting and get it for them and tell them it'll even bring a notary to their office if they'll sign it.
Yeah, we went to the Santa Clara County Public Health Director and presented all this evidence to him as well, because he went to the water board meeting and stood up for water fluoridation. So we made an appointment and went in and educated him and laid the facts on him. And one of his assistant doctors was with him, and she seemed utterly astonished at the facts that we were presenting. She seemed like it was the first she ever heard any of this.
Well, it may very well have been. You have to understand that an awful lot of good people never heard the other side. And basically, because if you want to run that again, well, we'll get to the information from Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth and his peer-reviewed articles that show the devastating effects of certainly water fluoridation with hydrofluorosilicic acid. I suspect that the medical director, public health director, doesn't even know what they're going to be spraying with. Most people think they're going to fluoridate the water with sodium chloride, and they don't. They use hydrofluorosilicic acid. We'll be back in a moment.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050, and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're talking about the danger of the spraying, pesticide spraying that they want to carry out in his region there in California, San Jose area, basically to kill the mosquitoes that carry the West Nile virus. The trouble is, the West Nile virus is not a problem. Nobody's died in California. There's only been 4 cases of it. Most people who contract it don't even know they have it. They say, well, but it's in the birds. Well, so it's in the birds. Basically, to submit the entire population to spraying with insecticides and pesticides that can have serious health implications and do serious damage to people's health is unconscionable. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is part, in my estimation, of the population control agenda. And I've seen these use these techniques over and over again. And the only way to prevent this from happening is to get people organized. Keith, how much support are you getting from the people over there in your area? Are you able to get information out in the San Jose area that this is what is planned?
It's been very difficult. People are very busy over here. They're very stressed out. And a lot of them can't handle any more negative information, and it's very difficult to motivate people and get this started.
Can you get some letters to the editor in the local newspaper?
Well, they pretty much censor it.
What's that?
They pretty much censor it.
Local radio stations, will they carry anything over there?
I could solicit some. I haven't done that yet.
But if this is what you really have to do, you've got to build a base of support. And the only way you're going to get support is to get people to understand that this is a danger to themselves and to their family.
What I've been doing is whenever they announce they're going to spray, they used to give us 2 weeks' notice. Now they give you 2 days so you can't prepare. And I go to the neighborhood website where they're going to spray, and I'll post an informational letter, explaining these things to the neighborhood, but they only have, 48 hours to respond.
Well, what are the other chiropractors over there help you with this? Well, what about the local medical society? Have you contacted them and pointed out the potential danger of the insecticides and pesticides you're going to spray?
I told you I went to the Santa Clara County Health Director. I believe these people have their hands and their careers tied, and they're afraid to rock the boat. Because they know that this is the high up powers and big bucks that are behind this. This goes all the way up to Sacramento and the governor, and above that to the Fed. So it's going to be really difficult get things done, and I think you're right. We have to go after individuals that are potentiating these programs and sue them directly.
And basically, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience and you live in anywhere in that area, now is this basically just the San Jose area? Will this go over the entire Bay Area?
Well, they're doing it across the country in different areas. They did a bunch of spraying down in Texas last year. Some real heavy fogging and spraying down there. And they do it. It's going on sporadically around the nation, but here they usually do it about 4 to 6 times each summer. And if they find more mosquitoes, they'll do a secondary spray a week or two later. And it's just been difficult to motivate people to take action.
Well, do you have any sort of a national organization? Are you part of that? Why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number, your website out, so people would know how to get in touch with you if they'd like to help, because I think this is such an important issue.
Okay. We have a website. It's www.meetup.com. That's M-E-E-T-U-P, one word, .com. / healthy alternatives to pesticides. One word, and that's it. So it's www.meetup.com/ healthy alternatives to pesticides. And we're in the process. We got about 430 members on that now, and we're in the process of recruiting more, and we're trying to get attorneys, environmental attorneys involved, like you suggested.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to help Keith, this is an important issue. But of course, it's part of the overall, in my estimation, population control agenda. Because you see, they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the children, but few people care. They're poisoning the forest and poisoning the trees. They're even using insecticides that, of course, are destroying the bees. We'll be back in just a moment here. If you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Would they really spray us with harmful things? Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. They're giving us vaccines that they know can destroy the lives of children, but they do it anyway because they have a different agenda, because they worship a different God.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Makes you think about it.
We're going.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Dr. Keith Howe. And basically, we're talking about the danger of spraying. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question about this. But I'm very concerned about these spraying programs because I think they could be very, very dangerous to your health. There's no justification for it. And so if there is no justification, they're dangerous, why would they be doing it? Because there really are people who want to damage our health. And as we pointed out, they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our food, they're poisoning the vaccinations they give to our children. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there are people out there who are working, they're trying to get the information out, but they need your help. And if you, they certainly are trying to do this all across the country, all in the name, of course, of protecting us from this terrible West Nile virus that nobody in California died of at all this year. Go right ahead, Keith.
Well, this is a paper written by Hildegard Fanninger. She's a PhD in industrial toxicology, industrial health, and doctor of integrated medicine. And she writes this, it's called Exposure to Polio Vaccine Through Aerial Vaccines and Nanogene Delivery System. Historical Perspective of Aerial Spraying. The use of aerial manned and unmanned vehicles for the aerial spraying under state and federal mandates for vector control began under the Geneva Act for Chemical and Biological Weapons in 1949. Over the years since its inception, many amendments to this act and U.S. Parallels Act, such as the Patriot Act of 2001, the Space Preservation Act of 2001, and Weather Modification Research and Technology Act of 2005, have also included the following implementations under terrorist and riot control for aerial spraying on the mass populations in selective city locations. And that includes weather modification, vector control, which is insects, viruses, and other similar vectors or carriers, and mass inoculations of the public. So all those things are approved. Now, this not only includes ground fogging and aerial spraying, but chemtrails. You can look up every day and see the jets putting up persistent clouds of various chemicals and barium and aluminum and other things up there. So this is really scary. They're making these nano delivery systems, which are essentially inhalable vaccines that will incorporate their DNA into our DNA and literally manipulate our genome. Thus, the exposure to the West Nile virus also, because it has the Epstein-Barr viral carrier in it, it has the potential to trigger the adult onset shingles in people. And I've noticed several patients come in with shingles in the last year where I hadn't seen it hardly at all before that. So it seems to be getting more frequent here in the Bay Area. Bill Gates, on the other hand, he's trying to use mosquitoes as a vector of transmission. He wants to use them to vaccinate people because when a mosquito lands on you, they inject. The first thing they do is inject an anticoagulant into you to stop the blood from coagulating so they can feed. So he said on an interview in 2011 with CNN, he talked passionately about human depopulation and its great potential and benefit on humanity. Other talking points were the benefit of using mosquitoes in the wild for forced vaccination. The Gates Foundation is responsible for helping to vaccinate third world populations in many areas. In response to this problem, people rejecting the vaccines because of the conclusive link to increased disease, Bill Gates has announced that his population control agenda will now avoid this obstacle by awarding funds to Japanese scientists to engineer vaccines into mosquitoes that can be released at the liver injections through their bite.
Well, we're living in a world gone mad right now. Let's go to Hattie is calling us from Imperial, California. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. So here on one hand, they're trying to kill off the mosquitoes in the name of fighting West Nile virus, which isn't a problem. On the other hand, they're trying to create mosquitoes to bite you so they can use this to inoculate you or to vaccinate you against unimportant diseases. Hattie, do you have a question or comment? Hattie, are you there? Hattie, are you there? Well, I don't know what happened to Hattie. Hattie? I guess that we lost Hattie. Go right ahead, Keith.
Okay. This is DARPA, which is the Department of Defense's research arm. They have a project called Advanced Tools for Mammalian Genome Engineering. It's specifically for bioengineering of humans. So DARPA and its team of associated scientists want to introduce an entirely new 47th chromosome into human genetics as a vector platform for inserting bioalterations and wholesale genetic improvements into our DNA. And then scientists who work in these fields not only refer to themselves as genome engineers, but biological designers in their journal articles. These people are whack. They're going to open Pandora's box, and they're going to create all kinds of potential plagues and genetic disasters that is going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to undo. So now they're also using Roundup. If you've been watching the news, Roundup, they're finding more and more negative side effects of Roundup almost by the week now. And glyphosate is the active chemical ingredient in Monsanto's herbicide formula, and it keeps rearing its ugly head, this time in a new study published by the Journal of Free Radical Medicine and Biology. It's essentially a destroyer of fertility, particularly in men, and at levels far below what is commonly found as residue in the conventional food supply. I read that it's measured. You can be strongly affected negatively by the Roundup glyphosate in parts per trillion now. It doesn't even take, they're usually measured in parts per million. Parts per trillion, which is infinitesimal, are having the same effects on people. So glyphosate is a powerful endocrine disruptor. Exposure to low doses of it affects the Sertoli cells, which live in the testicles, and they sustain healthy sperm, which are required for normal, healthy male sexual development. The Sertoli cells exposed to relatively low doses of glyphosate end up dying through a series of glyphosate-induced changes. So here's yet another method that they're sterilizing the population with. Beyond this, the same, Ehrlich talked about this, putting sterilant in the water in his book, The Population Bomb, back in the 60s when he wrote that. He talked about forced medication by putting chemicals in our water, in our food, and in the air to sterilize us. Well, it's reality now. It also found that the glyphosate down-regulates glutathione levels in the body. This is a protective antioxidant. It's the most powerful one in the body. And it protects the brain and the heart and liver and everything else. So if you're reducing levels of that, you're making yourself more susceptible not only to the glyphosate toxicity, but to the free radicals and the other stressors in your body. So it's destroying your immune system. With this genome project, they can actually modify our immune systems up or down. Some of these vaccines have the potential to strengthen our bodies and form resistant barriers or protective changes to our immune system. But they can just as easily or even more easily be used to compromise our immune system and keep us weak and keep us sick, which is, you can read some of the programs they have that's the project. That Henry Kissinger and these people say that's how we'll be taking over countries in the future. We'll disable the people and get them sick and dependent on the pharmaceutical industry.
And I really think it's so vitally important that people understand that if children who take the vaccines, one of every eight is asthmatic, one out of every 11 has autoimmune disease. I said, these children are nowhere near as healthy as the children in the Amish community and the Mennonite community who do not take the vaccines. They seldom have any asthma. They seldom have autoimmune disease or the myriad of other complications and diseases, type 1 diabetes, that increasingly are associated with the taking of vaccines. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the parents to know. It's criminal activity in my way of thinking. And you can check out everything we're saying. This is absolutely true. Go right ahead, Keith.
Okay. Some of the people responsible, the groups responsible for these things are, this is from a paper by Lauren Murray, and she was a whistleblower at Lawrence Livermore Labs, where, by the way, they detonate. It was 1,000 pounds of all different radioactivity, radioactive elements. They have a Site 300 up there where they open air detonate these things. And then those clouds blow over the Bay Area, and that's why we have the highest cancer rate in the nation here in the Bay Area, because they're doing these open air blasts with tritium and plutonium and all these other radioactive materials. Now, just today on the news, they announced there's a fire up there right where they blow these things up, right at Site 300. Now, when that smoke goes up, it's going to be carrying all the radioactive fallout over all the last 30, 40 years of doing these open-air detonations, and it's going to become airborne in the smoke. And that will keep it airborne for up to 2 weeks.
But, Keith, why have they been doing these open-air detonations there?
That's a good question. I'd like to know myself. It's insane. And they applied for, and they have an application. I have a copy of it, an actual copy of the application from Lawrence Livermore for the air quality control to up it from 1,000 pounds of radioactive material a year in the open air testing to 8,000 pounds. And that was probably about 5 years ago. Whether or not that application was approved, I don't know. I didn't find out. I didn't follow up. But, this is a type of insanity. And then they have the Nevada desert testing that we set off more nuclear devices there, and that, too, is causing cancers all over because this stuff gets airborne. And then, anybody who breathes it, one micron will, be enough if it gets implanted in a lymph node to give you cancer. So Lauren Murray, who's an expert on depleted uranium and uranium weaponry, says that literally the Earth is now, with all the depleted uranium they used over in the Middle East over these last few wars, it has a half-life of 4.5 billion years, the uranium-238, which they use. And these areas are now uninhabitable for eternity. Everybody in Iraq is getting cancers. They're afraid they have children because they get severely deformed or stillborn. And we've literally turned it into a desert wasteland. It's unfit for population, and it will be for literally billions of years. He said this stuff is also blowing around the planet. Every time there's a sandstorm, it whips it up, and then it blows all over the world. So we're all being exposed to it. And she says this causes diabetes, and that's why that there's such an increase in diabetes cases all over the planet. Apparently, the only thing I figure it must be recognized as chromium by the islet of Langerhans cells in the pancreas, and chromium is used to maintain the blood pressure and produce insulin. So these things are hitting the chromium receptors and destroying them, and then the people get diabetes. But the radioactive threat is even greater than the pesticide threat.
And I would really think, ladies and gentlemen, that the basic Keith is talking about what they're doing over there in Iraq. Well, we use depleted uranium in certainly shells, artillery shells, ammunition, and basically that depleted uranium, we're talking about tons of it, all over Iraq, and what he says is absolutely right. More and more people are being born with congenital deformities. Certainly there's a great deal of infertility, a significant increase in the incidence of cancer, and all of this is directly related to the so-called depleted uranium that we disseminated all over that country, and basically, ladies and gentlemen, depleted uranium is still uranium. They've taken the 237 out, but it's still uranium-238, and it permeates that whole area. That area would never be the same again. And the fact that nobody talks about this, or basically depleted uranium is a significant part of the fact that there were almost a quarter of a million of the 650,000, 690,000 troops we sent to Iraq for the first Gulf War, and over 250,000 of them came back with Gulf War illness, and a significant number of died. Well over 100,000 of these healthy young people have died, and we're never talking about that here in the United States. I'm sure you're well aware of that fact, Keith.
Yes. Johns Hopkins University and the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, where the Manhattan Project started during World War II, have been involved with research on another aspect of U.S. population policy, and that's called the Genome Project. Human genome mapping and the development of these bioweapons go hand in hand. Secretly and in violation of international law, exotic bioweapons have been under intense development in more than 100 government and military laboratories in the U.S. during the past few decades. Again, this is from Lauren Murray. Apparently, designing new kinds of bioweapons for the Department of Defense can be dangerous to a scientist's health. More than 50 world-class scientists have been murdered since 2002 in the U.S. and the U.K., and almost all of them were microbiologists working on ethnic-specific bioweapons.
And I've interviewed Lauren Moret. I think she's certainly a viable individual. I think she's accurate. And basically, she's right. For some reason or other, an awful lot of these scientists keep dying under very mysterious circumstances. Some of them are frankly murders. Others just die when they shouldn't. Go right ahead.
You also are aware of the vaccines with the human chorionic gonadotropin in them that cause a woman's body to reject new pregnancies. And there's also a Dr. Chapella reported that spermicidal corn was being tested by drug companies in Mexico. And he noted that the California-based Epicyte Corporation boasts of a spermicidal corn for use as a contraceptive. So there seems to be a big movement on neutering all of it, because they, as you know, they want to significantly reduce the population of the planet. And one of the important ways of doing that is stop the birth rate.
And because if you don't believe that, you need to go to Elberton, Georgia, see the Georgia Guidestones, see the inscription there that calls for maintaining humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. And of course, everybody in Elberton knows this is the edifice, this monument was put up by a secret society. You'll never hear this mentioned, but you go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and go to the part on the Georgia Guidestones. Pull it down and read it. Understand that what Dr. Keith Howell is talking about is very, very real. Our guest has been Dr. Keith Howell. We're talking certainly about the spraying, but many of the other things they're doing to destroy the health and kill literally millions of people.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years,
Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Keith has always been talking about this plan program to limit the population of the things that are being done that really are bringing about genocide throughout the world. People sort of scoff at that idea, and yet, of course, we've aborted probably well over 2 billion children since America began pushing the abortion agenda certainly at the beginning of the 1970s. This is not imaginary, but if you look throughout the world, 400 million children aborted in China, and largely funded by the International Planned Parenthood, which is funded by you, ladies and gentlemen. We fund a significant part of the International Planned Parenthood, responsible for the 400 million abortions in China, 400 million abortions in India, and there have been about 400 million abortions in Russia going back to the time of communism in 1917, 1918, Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, basically, we've killed 55 million unborn children here and comparable amounts all throughout the world. We've probably aborted over 2 billion people, in large part funded with money from the American taxpayers. Keith, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. And if you really want to understand what this is about, you need to hear my talk. It's available on DVD. It's called Population Control, The Secret Agenda. Now, we have 4 tape sets on population control, but my talk, Population Control, The Secret Agenda, is well worthwhile watching. And Christian correlated with that would be Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. We recommend these to you. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, of course, then we hope you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's Brotherhood of Darkness because it will help you tie this all together and to understand the mentality of these people who are so intent upon population control and the destruction of existing Christian civilization and creating this one world government, a one world financial system, and a one world religion that worships a different God. And this is really what it's all about. The people on the other side are Luciferian. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, oh, I think we fairly well document that there. And if you don't like that, of course, hopefully you want to get a copy of the talk we simply gave recently. Well, I won't even announce it because we don't actually have the copy, but I gave a talk certainly this last weekend at the Pikes Peak Conference, and it was very well received. It was called basically Judgment Day. And it was a story of what happens to a nation that's turned against God. And ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, the reality is America has turned against God. And I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on America. So what can you do? Well, we hope if you're out there and you're positioned financially to help us, you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And because that's how we've finance the over 50 stations that carry our programs every single week. And somewhere across America, people are hearing the truth and interested in what we do. Many of our programs are heard on a daily basis, 1 or 2 hours. If you'd like to listen to our programs, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and you can actually hear our programs there live 4 hours a day and archived 24 hours a day. And we encourage you to tell other people about our program and encourage them to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs, you can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters going back to the mid-1990s, and we hope that you'll get them, you'll copy them, you'll distribute them, and get people to understand what's really going on, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. And please pray for America. Pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Wednesday. You're in the right place. We thank you very much.